In the evening, lows in the mid-40s, chance of rain, 60%.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today, we are going to listen to the music of one of the most influential performers and writers of our time, Bob Dylan.
My eyes and I wonder of trades, don't pull no gamblers, no midline ramblers like they did before. I've been to Sugar Town, I shook the sugar down. Now I'm trying to get to heaven before they close the door.
Bob Dylan, trying to get to heaven before they close the door. That's from his 1997 album, Time Out of Mind. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
So we just heard a track from Bob Dylan's Time Out of Mind. I just discovered this album recently, like about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I slipped the CD into the player. I'm driving in my car, and I couldn't stop listening to this album once it started. You know, I got to where I was going, and I just sat in the car, and I had to listen to the whole thing because it just struck me as the most amazing album that I'd heard from Bob Dylan in years and years. It reminded me so much of the music that he recorded in the 60s, which to me was like a watermark moment for him. Specifically the Blonde on Blonde album. The Blonde on Blonde album was recorded in 1966, and Time Out of Mind was recorded 30 years later. So for today's program, what I really wanted to do was to really play these two albums back to back and talk a little bit about, you know, why they sound so good to me and why they sound so similar. Like, there's been no time that passed from when he recorded the first Blonde on Blonde and then this album. In 1965, Bob Dylan recorded his very first electric guitar music. He started out as a folk singer with acoustic guitars, very much in a Woody Guthrie style. And in 1965, he released Highway 61 Revisited. And he had been up in the New York area doing most of his recording. And in 65, he released this first electric guitars. And so for his 1966 Blonde on Blonde album, he continues along in that vein, and his producer, Bob Johnson, convinced him to go south and to record Blonde on Blonde down in Nashville. And the producer, Bob Johnson, like surrounds Dylan with all these incredibly top-notch session musicians. And the Blonde on Blonde album brings Dylan's music to a whole new level of performance. It's like finally the musical chops of the people in the band match the level of the ability of the songwriter. And Blonde on Blonde is just timeless. Well, there's something very similar about the Time Out of Mind album. Time Out of Mind was written, Bob Dylan wrote almost all the songs while he was up in Minnesota on his ranch late in 1996. It's the middle of the winter and it's snow covered on his ranch, and he writes all these songs. And he works with a producer, Daniel Lanois, to record the album. And Lanois takes him down to Miami, Florida. So he's back down south to record this album. And once again, the producer surrounds him by the most amazing session musicians of the day. In fact, there's 12 different people playing on this Time Out of Mind album, and they're all pretty much playing in a live recording session. So there's something about the sound. I have a quote from the producer, Daniel Lanois, and he talks about the recording sessions, and he actually compares two of the songs. We're going to be listening to a song called Standing in the Doorway. You Left Me Crying, Standing in the Doorway. And then we're going to be listening to Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands. And this is a quote from the producer during the recording sessions. He talks about it. And here's what Daniel Lanois has to say. Bob and I would step out into the parking lot because he would never discuss anything openly in front of the band in terms of intimate details of the songs. Like the song Standing in the Doorway. We were in the parking lot and I said, you know, listen, I love Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands. Can we steal that feel for this song? And he'd say, you think that'd work? Then we'd sit on the fender of a truck in this parking lot in Miami. And I'd often think, if people see this, they wouldn't believe it. Me and Bob Dylan just sitting here strumming guitars, working out the chords for a session. So let's listen to these two tracks back to back, and you can draw your own conclusions. We'll start with Standing in the Doorway from Bob Dylan's 1997, Time Out of Mind, and we'll follow that with Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands from his 1966, Blonde on Blonde, Bob Dylan.
Midnight train.
I took you back, it would go up against every rule. You left me standing in the doorway crying, suffering like a fool. When the last rays of daylight go down, buddy, you're on the moor. I can hear the church bells ringing in the yard. I wonder who they're ringing for. I know I can't win, but my heart just give in. Last night I danced with a stranger, but she just reminded me you were the one. He left me standing in the doorway crying in the dark land.
Missionary times, and your eyes like smoke, and your prayers like rhymes, and your silver cross, and your voice like chimes. Oh, who do they think could bury you? With your pockets well protected at last. street car visions, which you place on the grass, and your flesh like silk, and your face like glass. Who could they get to carry you? Sad-eyed lady of the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophet says that no man comes. My warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I put them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait? With your sheets like metal and your belt like lace and your deck of cards missing the jack and the ace, and your basement clothes and your hollow face. Who among them didn't think he could outguess you? With your silhouette, when the sunlight dims your eyes, where the moonlight swims, and your matchbook songs and your gypsy hymns. Who among them would try to impress you? That I'd lead you the Lord, where the sad-eyed prophets say that no man comes. My warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I put them by you? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait? The kings of Tyrus with their convict list are waiting in line for that uranium kiss, and you wouldn't know happen like this. But who among them really wants just to kiss you? With your childhood flames on your midnight rug and your Spanish manners and your mother's drugs, cowboy mouth and your curfew plugs, who among them do you think could resist you? Sad-eyed lady of the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophets say that no man comes. My warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I leave them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait? the farmers and the businessmen, they all did decide to show you where the dead angels are that they used to hide. But why did they pick you to sympathize with their side? How could they ever mistake you? They wished you'd accepted the blame for the farm, but with the sea at your feet and the phony false alarm, and with the child of the hoodlum wrapped up in your arms, how could they ever have persuaded you? Said I'd lead you the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophet say that no man's come. Should I leave them by your gate? Or sad-eyed lady, should I wait? With your sheet metal memory of Cannery Row and your magazine husband, one day just had to go, and your gentleness now, which you just can't help but show. Who among them do you think would employ you? Now you stand with your thief, you're on his parole. Your holy medallion in your fingertips now that fold, and your saint-like face and your ghost-like soul. Who among them could ever think he could destroy you? Said I'd lead you the Lord, where the sad-eyed prophet say that no man comes. Now warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I lead them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait?
Bob Dylan, Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands, from his Blonde on Blonde album. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. If you're enjoying this show about Bob Dylan today, I think you should tune in this Friday, because we're having an on-air celebration of Bob Dylan's birthday. This Friday, starting at 7:30 p.m. and all night long until 8 a.m. in the morning, you can hear a complete Bob Dylan marathon, an all-night on-air marathon of Dylan classics, covers, concert recordings, and bootlegs. All right. So today on the show, I really wanted to just back-to-back these two albums, his Time Out of Mind album, which was released in September of 97, and his Blonde on Blonde album from 30 years earlier in 1966. And, you know, I was talking earlier about the sound of these recordings and how similar they sound. And, you know, Bob Dylan mentions that in an interview that he gave in 1999. Let me read you a quote from Dylan. And he's talking about Blonde on Blonde and Highway 61 Revisited. He says, "Those records were made a long time ago, and you know, truthfully, records that were made in that day and age were all good. They all had some magic to them because the technology didn't go beyond what the artist was doing. It was a lot easier to get excellence back in those days on a record than it is now. Those records seem to cast a long shadow. But how much of it is the technology and how much of it is the talent and the influence, I really don't know. I know you can't make records that sound that way anymore. The high priority is technology now. That's what makes Time Out of Mind good. The guys that helped me make it went out of their way to make a record that sounds like a record played on a record player." So that's what Dylan had to say about the sound of Time Out of Mind. And he released that album actually as a 2-LP vinyl. So who was releasing vinyl back in the mid-90s? And, you know, the Blonde on Blonde album was also a double vinyl LP. And another eerie similarity is on the cover of Blonde on Blonde, it's this amazing portrait of Dylan. And it's like his entire head shot. The album opens up and it's this long portrait of him standing there, this tall, thin man. And you see his curly hair and you see his face. And the photograph is slightly out of focus. It's slightly out of focus, and his face is so chiseled and so precise and hard-looking, kind of like his lyrics. You know, he pulls no punches. So in the Time Out of Mind album, there's another portrait of him with his hair all curly, and he's much older, but the same look in his eyes, that hard, direct look you right in the face look in his eyes. And the portrait on the Time Out of Mind album is also kind of blurry. So it's an interesting resonance between those two. The recording sessions for Time Out of Mind must have just been incredible. There's something so alive about that recording. And I think it had to do with the way they were recorded. You know, when they made albums in the 60s, they would record a lot more of live sessions. You know, they would place the mics around, everyone would play at once, and then they'd kind of mix it up. And in the 80s and 90s, things changed a lot. They would start doing multi-tracking where you record just the drums and then you add the bass. You know, you put on layer at a time. Well, when they recorded Time Out of Mind, they went back to the approach of recording live. And on the Time Out of Mind album, they brought in some amazing session musicians, including the slide guitarist Cindy Cashdollar, the drummers Jim Keltner and Brian Blade, who was also recording with Joni Mitchell. And Dylan also hired the Nashville guitarist Bob Britt, Duke Robillard, organist Augie Myers, and Jim Dickinson to play at the sessions. And there's a really interesting quote from this guitarist, Jim Dickinson, about the Time Out of Mind recording sessions. I'd like to read it to you. Here's what he says. "I haven't been able to tell what's actually happening. I know they were listening to playbacks. I don't know whether they were actually trying to mix it or not. 12 musicians playing live? 3 sets of drums? It was unbelievable. 2 pedal steels? I've never even heard 2 pedal steels played at the same time before. It was like sheer chaos for an hour and a half. And then 8 to 10 minutes of beautiful music." And he goes on to say that during those 8 to 10 minutes, we'd nail it to the wall. But Dylan doesn't want it nailed down too tight. He definitely wants it loose. If we got too close to arrangements, he would change the tempo and the key radically. So there must have been an incredible spirit in the room when they recorded Time Out of Mind, because when I listen to the recordings, it's like everyone who's playing is singing along with him. It just seems to be so beautifully knit together. So why don't we do some more back-to-back of these tracks from Time Out of Mind? We're going to be listening to a real Dylan blues, the song called Can't Wait. And then we're going to go to Blonde on Blonde, and we're going to listen to another blues, Stuck Inside of Mobile with a Memphis Blues again, followed by the quintessential leopard skin pillbox hat. All right, so here we go. Bob Dylan from his Time Out of Mind album, Can't Wait.
Change your mind. It's late. I'm trying to walk the line. Well, it's way past midnight, and there's people all around. Some on their way up. Some on their way down. The air burns, and I'm trying to think straight. And I don't know how much longer. Recover the sweet love that we knew. You understand that my heart can't go on beating without you. Well, your loveliness has wounded me. I'm reeling from the blow. I wish I knew what it was that keeps me loving you so. I'm breathing hard, standing at the gate, oh, but I don't know how much longer we
graveyard of my mind. I left my life with you somewhere back there along the line. I thought somehow that I would be spared this day. I don't know how much longer
up and down the block. I'd ask him what the matter was, but I know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, and they furnish me with tea. But deep inside my heart, I know I can't escape. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Well, Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. And I would send a message to find out if she's talked, but the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Mona tried to tell me to stay away from the train line. She said that all the railroad men just drink up your blood like wine. And I said, oh, I didn't know that, but then again, there's only one I've met, and he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Grandpa died last week, and now he's buried in the rocks. But everybody still talks about how badly they were shocked. But me, I expected it to happen. I knew he'd lost control when I speed built a fire on Main Street and shot it full of holes. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the senator came down here, showing everyone his gun, handing out free tickets to the wedding of his son. And me, I nearly got busted, and wouldn't it be my luck to get caught without a ticket and be discovered beneath the truck. Oh! Is this really the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
looked so baffled when I asked him why he dressed with 20 pounds of headlines stapled to his chest. But he cursed me when I proved to him, then I whispered and said, not even you can hide. You see, you're just like me. I hope you're satisfied. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the Rain Man gave me two cures, then he said, jump right in. The one was Texas medicine, the other was just railroad gin. And like a fool I mixed them, and it strangled up my mind. And now people just get uglier, and I have no sense of time. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. When Ruthie says, come see her in her honky-tonk lagoon, where I can watch her waltz for free neath her Panamanian moon. And I say, oh, come on now, you know about my debutante. And she says, your debutante just knows what you need, but I know what you want. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the bricks lay on Grand Street where the neon madmen climb. They all fall there so perfectly, it all seems so well timed. And here I sit so patiently, waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck here inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Sunrise, honey, I know where.
It's bad for your health, he said. Yes, I disobeyed his orders. I came to see you, but I found him there instead. You know, I don't mind him cheating on me, but I sure wish he'd take that off his head. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Seen him before. And I saw you making love with him. You forgot to close the garage door. You might think he loves you for your money, but I know what he really loves you for. It's your brand new leopard skin pillbox head.
Bob Dylan, Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat from his Blonde on Blonde album. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then, and we're comparing the Blonde on Blonde album from 1966 with Bob Dylan's Time Out of Mind album. That was released in September of 97, and in 1998 he received a Grammy for the Album of the Year for his Time Out of Mind album. We're going to be listening to another track from that album in a minute. One of the things that Dylan said about this album, here's a quote from Bob that he gave back in 97 shortly after the album was completed. He said that the songs on Time Out of Mind naturally hung together because they share a certain skepticism. They're more concerned with the dread realities of life than the bright and rosy idealism popular today. Well, it's interesting that he calls it the dread realities of life, because I find the subject matter that he deals with in his songs so refreshing. It's so real. It's so serious. It really speaks to me directly. I don't think of it as the dread realities of life. I love his point of view. And this 1997 album, you know, I said it was released in September. Well, just a couple of months later, in December of 97, President Bill Clinton presented Bob Dylan with a Kennedy Center honor in the East Room of the White House. And what Bill Clinton had to say was this about Bob Dylan, quote, "He probably had more impact on people of my generation than any other creative artist. His voice and lyrics haven't always been easy on the ear. But throughout his career, Bob Dylan has never aimed to please. He's disturbed the peace and discomforted the powerful." And that, to me, is an amazing compliment coming from President Bill Clinton. So let's hear one more track from Bob Dylan's Time Out of Mind album. This is Million Miles. I'm trying to get closer, and I'm still a million miles from you. Bob Dylan.
Took a part of me that I really miss. I keep asking myself how long it can go on like this. You told yourself a lie. That's alright, mama, I told myself I'm true. I'm trying to get closer, but I'm still a million miles. You took the silver, you took the gold, you left me standing out in the cold. People ask about you,
didn't tell him everything I knew. Well, I tried to get closer, but I still didn't feel your miles from you. I'm drifting in and out of dreamless sleep, throwing all my memories in a ditch so deep. Did so many things I never did intend to do. I'm trying to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. I need your love so bad, turn your land down low. I need it a bit of it for the places that I go. Sometimes I wonder, tell us just what it's all coming to. But I'm still a million miles from you. To hear myself think, feel like talking to somebody, but I just don't know who. Well, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. Yes, the last thing you said before you hit the street, gonna find me a janitor to sweep me at my feet. I said, that's all right, mama, you do what you gotta do. Well, I tried to get closer, I'm still a million miles from you.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program featured the music of Bob Dylan, and if you like today's show, you'd be sure to tune in this coming Friday for an all-night Bob Dylan on-air birthday celebration. Coming up on WJFF, Alternative Radio at 2 o'clock.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233 AH Monticello, New York, and streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 1:59. It's 51 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville. And coming up, Alternative Radio.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from